From that school, they will go forth as the apostles from the cenacle in Jerusalem, strong in faith, unconquerable in steadfastness under trials, aflame with zeal, eager only for the spread in every way of the kingdom of Christ. And in truth, the world has nowadays sore need of valiant soldiers of Christ, who strain every thew and sinew to preserve the human family from the dire havoc which would befall it, were the teachings of the gospel to be flouted and a social order permitted to prevail, which spurns no less the laws of nature than those of God. For herself, the Church of Christ, built upon the solid rock, has nothing to fear, for she knows that the gates of hell shall not prevail against her. And the experience of centuries has taught her that storms, even the most violent, pass, leaving her stronger and triumphantly victorious. But her maternal bosom cannot but be stirred at the thought of the countless ills which tempests of the kind would occasion to so many thousands, at the thought, above all, of the immense spiritual evils which would ensue, entailing the eternal ruin of so many souls redeemed by the blood of Christ. End of quote. B. A contrast in ideals, Catholicism and communism. The program of social reform traced out by the sovereign pontiffs, Leo XIII, Pius X, and Pius XI, is simply the application to economics, that is, to questions concerning the production, distribution, and exchange of goods required for bodily life, of the guiding lines that follow from the doctrine of the Catholic Church on the origin and destiny of the human race. The Catholic Church lays down guiding principles to be realized freely by man in accordance with circumstances. The same is true of Marx's program. He also merely applies to economics his ideas on the origin and destiny of the human race. There is, of course, the enormous difference that Marxism denies spirituality and liberty. Marxians will take account of circumstances in order to get their program accepted, but once it is accepted, the mode of application can know of no variety. It must be ruthless and pitiless. There can be no separation between Catholicism and economic life. Neither can there be a separation between Marx's anti-Christian attitude and his economic program. Marx, like his friend Heinrich Heine, was a pantheist. For Marx, man is purely material, but as matter, man is God. Writes the Jewish historian B. Lazar, quote, "This descendant of a line of rabbins and doctors inherited all the logical vigor of his ancestors. He was a clear and lucid Talmudist, a Talmudist who studied sociology and applied his natural aptitudes for exegesis to the criticism of political economy. He was full of that old Hebrew materialism which ever dreams of a paradise on earth and always rejects the hope held out of the chance of a Garden of Eden after death. But he was not merely a logian. He was also a revolutionary, a rebel, and a bitter controversialist. Just like Heine also, his gift of sarcasm and invective came to him from Jewish sources." End of quote. Outlines of Catholic ideal, consequences of fall and redemption. We Catholics must put ourselves by intellect and will on the level of the struggle which is being waged in our day around the divinity of Christ and the reality of the supernatural life of his mystical body. We are a race fallen from supernatural life through the sin of our first parents. Through original sin, we lost supernatural life, and the harmony of our natural faculties was disturbed. Pope Pius XI writes in Quadragesimo Anno, quote, "The fundamental cause of defection from the Christian law in social and economic matters, and of the apostasy of many working men from the Catholic faith which has resulted from it, is the disorderly affection of the soul, a sad consequence of original sin, the source of these and of all other evils. By original sin, the marvelous harmony of man's faculties has been so deranged that now he is easily led astray by low desires and strongly tempted to prefer the transient goods of this world to the lasting goods of heaven. Hence comes the unquenchable thirst for riches and temporal possessions, which at all times has impelled men to break the law of God and trample on the rights of their neighbor. But the condition of the economic world today lays more snares than ever for for human frailty. End of quote.